We are still in the bracha of Avos, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Last week we mainly spoke about the Koineh HaKoil, or Koineh HaKoil, depending what your nusach is. V'zoichacha zei Avos, u'mevi goya l'vnei v'neim v'man shemoy v'yahava. He recalls the kindnesses of the Avos, of the patriarchs, and brings a redeemer to their children's children for his namesake with love. So let's talk about that a little bit more before we go on. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk. I believe the Pasuk is in Parshas Ekev. The Pasuk says, Lo merubchem mikol ha'amim choshek Hashem b'chem. Hashem did not desire you because you are that you have the greatest population among all the nations, ki atam hama'at mikol ha'amim, because you are the smallest among all the nations. So the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling us that the reason why he desires us is because no matter how much gedula he bestows upon us, no matter how much greatness and kindness he bestows upon us, we humble ourselves. Because we are the most humble among all the nations, despite how much gedula Hashem bestows upon us. So perhaps what v'zoicher chasdei avos means, that Hashem recalls the kindnesses of the avos, is that we find by the Avos HaKadoshim, by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that no matter how much greatness Hashem bestowed upon them, and no matter how great they themselves were, no matter how much self-sacrifice they demonstrated, nevertheless, they held that whatever Hashem gave them is chesed, is Hashem's kindness. They didn't feel deserving of anything that Hashem bestowed upon them, which is the reason why Hashem loves us so much, is because no matter how much He gives us, we never feel deserving of His goodness. We always feel that it's His chesed. We find by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, "V'anochi ofer ve'efer, I'm dust and ashes." Avraham Avinu, no matter how great he was, did not find himself deserving of Hashem's kindness. Yaakov Avinu says, "Katointim kol achasodim v'kol ha'emes." Yaakov Avinu says, "I find myself small and undeserving of all of Hashem's kindness." That is the Chasdei Avos. V'zoicher Chasdei Avos. Ordinarily, we interpret this to mean that Hashem remembers the kindness that the Avos performed towards him. But according to what we're saying, no, what Hashem recalls is that the Avos considered all that Hashem did for them to be chesed. And as a result, the Rebbeinu Shlomo can bring a redeemer to their children's children, even if we are totally unworthy. The Rebbeinu Shlomo does not have to be concerned that if he brings us a redeemer that we are going to consider ourselves worthy of that redemption, because Hashem remembers that the Avos always considered whatever he gave them to be chesed, and we would also consider any geula to be Hashem's chesed, not that we would think that we're deserving of it. So it is in the merit of Hashem's Avos that Hashem remembers that the Ovis considered everything that He gave them to be Chasadim, that Umevi Goyal of Nevenayim, that Hashem brings a redeemer to His children's children. The Sefer Dover Shalom, he says that we know that Hashem conducts Himself towards us, Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure, as Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk Hashem Tzilcha, so Hashem is your shadow, just like a shadow imitates everything that the person does, so is Hashem is our shadow. So no matter the way we conduct ourselves, that's the way Hashem conducts Himself towards us. The Avos HaKadoshim, says the Dover Shalom, we find that they observed the Torah before it was commanded, before they were commanded to do so. So they served Hashem more as a chesed. It wasn't al pidin. It wasn't al pidin that they were obligated to observe the Torah. They served Hashem more as in a manner of a chesed, as a kindness, something that they weren't obligated to do. That's why a chassid is called a chassid, right? Because a chassid does the pnim meshuras hadin, right? We do more beyond the letter of the law. That comes, chassid comes from the word chassid. So since the avos conducted themselves beyond the letter of the law, they served Hashem before they were obligated to do so. As a result, the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring us a geula. Even if al-pidin, even if according to din, we're undeserving of that geula, as a result of the avos serving Him with chesed, Hashem will conduct Himself with chesed towards us and bring us a redemption even though we are unworthy. So, v'zoicheh chasdei avos, Hashem remembers the chesed that the avos performed with Him by observing the Torah before they were obligated to do so, and as a result, umevi goya levnei v'neihem, the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a redeemer to His children's children, even though they're undeserving. Now the question is, we say over here that Hashem is Alekeinu v'Alekei Aviseinu, right? This whole bracha is based on The Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov being our avos, that they're our fathers. So it would seem that we should conclude maybe Goyel Livneiam, that Hashem brings a redeemer to their children. That he brings a redeemer, which would seem it should say Livneim. Maybe Goyal Livneim. Why does it say Livneim? That Hashem brings a redeemer to their children's children. I mean, if we're going to start listing generations, then why stop there? Then maybe Goyal Livneim. Why is it should just say maybe Goyal Livneim? Hashem brings a redeemer to their children. We are their children. Why is it say Livneim? So the Ben Ishchai says that while we are already mentioning the schus of the avos, we also want to mention the schus of the shvatim. So the shvatim are Bneihem. The Shvatim are the sons of the Avos. We are Bnei Bneihem. We are the sons of the Shvatim. So, in order to bring out the Schus of the Shivtei Ka also, we say Livnei Bneihem. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. I saw in a sefer that he wants to say that there are those Yidden that are so distant from Yiddishkeit that they can't be considered the children of the Avos. But they definitely are children of the children of the Avos. The Ribbono Shel Olam will bring a redeemer even for those people who are not B'nayim. Even for the people that are not the descendants of the Avos, they're only B'nai V'nayim. They're only the descendants of the Avos' children. They will also get a Goyel, who may be Goyel of B'nai V'nayim. No, you're talking about people that are distant from Yiddishkeit. Yidden that are distant from Yiddishkeit. Yeah. The Sfasemis comment on the Pasuk Haboyim Mitzrayim Masha Shmois. Ve'ed Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim. These are the names of the B'nai Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim. The Sfasama says the reason why it's written B'lashon Hoyve in the present, that are coming to Mitzrayim, even though they came to Mitzrayim a long time ago. Says the Sfasama that he actually calls it the Ayin Nefesh, the Shivim Nefesh, the 70 Nefoshes that came to Mitzrayim, their Zchus withstand Klal Yisrael and Golus to save us from all Tzoros. So Haboyim Mitzrayim, Ve'elish Mois B'nai Yisrael, Haboyim Mitzrayim, those B'nai Yisrael, those Shivim Nefesh are still coming to the Mitzrayim of every Yid to assist us from all of our Tzoros. And he says that even according to the opinion of the Gemara that says Chus Avos Tama, he says that the opinion that holds that the merit of the Avos is finished, we've used that up already. Nevertheless, Chus Shivim Nefesh Laitama, the Chus of the Shivim Nefesh that lived in Mitzrayim, withstood the temptations of Mitzrayim, the Nisyonis of Mitzrayim, that Zchus still withstands for us. And that's why we say, Umevi Goya Livnei V'Nehem. Because we're similar to what the Ben Ishchai says. We are evoking the Zchus of the Shivim Nefesh, which are the B'Nehem of the Avos. He says that even those Yidden who cannot connect to the Avos, but we all have the ability to connect to the Shivim Nefesh. We may be goya levnei v'neihem. So there's always a redeemer for their children's children. I was thinking of that, but it doesn't really work. Because if it was coming to exclude Esav and Yishmael, well, so who are we talking about? We're talking about Avram, so B'nai V'Nayim doesn't help. Because Yitzchak's son was Esav. So, and if it's talking about Yankiv, then I could just say B'nayim. No, it doesn't really work. Man Shemoi Biahava. for his namesake with love. So Aruch HaShulchan says a beautiful pshat. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Rus. The Medrash asks a contradiction. In one pasuk it says, "Leman chem shalachti." The Rebbeinu Shlom says that I will send the Redeemer to redeem Klal Yisrael, leman chem, for your sake, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says, "Lemani, lemani." Yes, Hashem says I will do it for my sake, for His own sake. So is Hashem going to redeem us for the sake, for our sake, or for His sake? So the Medrash answer is Kan Vizman Shaisim Ritzayne Shalom Lokim, Kan Vizman Shainoisim Ritzayne Shalom Lokim. It depends. If at the time, if we're doing Hashem's will, then Hashem will redeem us for our sake. If we're not fulfilling Hashem's will, then we're unworthy of a redemption. Hashem won't redeem us for our sake. He'll redeem us for His sake. So one would have thought that, okay, if Hashem is going to be redeeming us for His sake, that means that we're ain oisim ratzon Hashem lokim. It means that we're not doing Hashem's will. So Hashem, even though He'll redeem us, it will be a begrudging redemption. Because He's doing it totally for His own sake. Because we're not fulfilling Hashem's will. So we say no. Umevi goyel v'nei v'neiim l'man shemoi. Even if the Rebbeinu Shlom is bringing the redemption to His children for His name, it'll still be v'ahava. It will still be with love. Now, umevi goyel v'nei v'neiim l'man shemoi. When we say that Hashem is going to bring redemption to His children for the sake of His name, there's something very deep here, which we've recently spoken about. Mishal Shudis, Pasha's boy, spoke about the Rashi we just had at the end of Pasha's Bishalach. The Pasuk says, Ki yod al kes ka. Lucham al Hashem v'amalek. Rashi says that ain Hashem shalem ad sheyimach Hashemay shalom malek. That Hashem's name is not whole until Amalek's name is erased. And that's why it says in the pasuk ki od al kes ka, meaning until the goyel comes, until Mashiach comes and gets rid of Amalek, Hashem's name is only yud kei. Still missing the Vavke. So maybe Goyel, Levnei V'neihem, Leman Shemoi. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to bring a Goyel to His children for the sake of His name, in order that His name should be whole. That's one of the kavanas we're supposed to have in mind when we say Yizgadol V'Yizkadash Shemei Rabbah. Or actually when we say Yehi Shemei Rabbah Mevorach, one of the commandments we're supposed to have by Yehei Shemei Rabbah is Yehei Shem Yud Kei Rabbah. The name Yud Kei should be greatened. Right? The Vav Kei should be added to that. Now, what that means, what does it mean that now that there's only Yud Kei, and then there will be the Vav Kei as well? So I explain this. Based on a vort that Reb Heschel Rimanover brings from a Kadmon Echad in Parsha Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, and Hashem tells Moshe to go to Bnei Yisrael and tell them that Hashem has sent him to take them out of Mitzrayim. Moshe says to Hashem, they're going to ask me Ma Shemoi, they're going to ask me what's his name, Moim Aleim, what should I say to them? And Hashem responds that you should tell them Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Eke Asher Eke. Hashem's name Aleph Kei Yud Kei. That's what you should tell them. So, obvious question. So he asked two kashas. First of all, What do you mean? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu asking Hashem what's his name? Just a couple of psukim ago, Moshe Rabbeinu sees a Mitzri hitting a Jew, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. How? By mentioning the Shem HaMeforash. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew Hashem's name. Why is he asking Hashem Mashemoy? Secondly, and why doesn't Hashem answer Yudke Vavke? Why does Hashem answer Alvke Yudke? Then he asks another kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the next day, goes out and sees Dosam and Aviram fighting. And he says, L'rosh shalom asakar ayechol. And Dosam or Aviram says to him, are you going to kill us with the Shema Mefirosh the same way you killed the Mitzri? So he asks, why weren't they afraid that Moshe would indeed kill them with the Shema Mefirosh? They just saw Moshe Rabbeinu put away someone with the Shema Mefirosh. Why weren't they petrified of Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, he brings this in the name of a Kadmei Nechad, unbelievable pshat. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Aral Sfasayim. What Moshe Rabbeinu, due to the fact that he had touched the coals and put it to his mouth, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't verbalize the letters that require the use of the lips, which are Beis, Vav, Mem, and Fe. Those are the four letters that require the use of the lips. Moshe Rabbeinu could not say those letters. Now, says this Kadmoi Nechel, that in order to kill a goy, one needs to only use the Shem Yud K. But in order to kill a Yid, one needs to use the letters Vav K. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to kill the Mitzri. Because all he needed to say was Yudke, which doesn't require to use the lips. But if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to put away a Jew, he would have to use the letters Vavke, which he couldn't mention, because he couldn't say the letters Vav. He couldn't use the letter Vav. So that's why Dosan and Aviram shepherded him. Right? They were chastising him. And saying, Halo Geni, Atalaima, Kasharakta, Samitri. You can't kill us the way you killed the Mitzri, because you can't save up K. Moshe. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. Hashem told him to go to Bnei Yisrael to say them that Hashem sent them to them. They're going to ask me, Mashemoy, Mo'imer Aleim. They're going to ask me, what's his name? What should I say to them? I can't say Yud K. Vav K. I'm not able to say the Vav. So Moshe said, okay, I'll give you a name that doesn't require you to use your lips. I'll give you the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke. So, just reflecting on this Vort, what does it mean that Yud Ke works to kill a Goy, Vav Ke works to kill a Yid, as if Hashem's name is made to kill people? And what's Pshat Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't use the letters, couldn't verbalize the letters that require the lips? You know, nothing is an accident. If Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon Kol HaNeviim, couldn't mention those letters, there's got to be a reason for it. We find in the beginning of Parshas Va'era that Hashem says to Moshe, that I appear. I appear to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov with the name Kel Shakoi. Shmi Havaya le'nedati lehem. I was never known to them with the Shem Havaya. It's pshat. The Ovois weren't zeichet to the Shem Havaya. Svarim HaKadoshim say that my Makis Bechoris. The pasuk says, "Kachatzos alayla ani yoytzei b'soich Mitzrayim." The Mishnah says, "At midnight, I'm going to come out in the land of Mitzrayim, umeis kol b'char, and every b'char will die." It doesn't say v'hi kasei kol b'char. It doesn't say I will smite every b'char. It says umeis kol b'char. And the Sforim HaKadoshim explained that by yitzias Mitzrayim, Karatzois Alayla, there was a Gilu Ishchina. Umoyne Godol, Zu Gilu Ishchina. There was a revelation of the Shchina. Now, when there is a revelation of the Shchina, and there are people that are unprepared for such a revelation, what happens is their soul departs from them. They expire. So what the Rabbi Shalom did was, says, I will come out from my concealment in Mitzrayim. And it will be revealed to the Bechayrim. The Bechayrim will just die. They will die due to that tremendous revelation. When a Yid who is a Baal Madrega, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, says Yud Kei, it causes a Hezgalus HaShechina. It causes a revelation of the Shechina to the point that a Goy can't withstand it. And that's why Yud Kei can kill a Goy. It can't kill a Yid. Because a Yid has a Neshama. A Yid has a Chelik al Kamimal. A Yid has a portion of the Rabbeinu Shalom within him. We're able to withstand a revelation of Yud Kei. However, there is a revelation called Vav Kei, which is the revelation that will be lost at Lavoi. A revelation that will be when Mashiach comes. When Amalek is no longer. A revelation that represents Umala Ha'aretz Deyos Hashem. The world, the earth will be filled with a knowledge of Yudke Vavke. That even earthliness will be filled with godliness. A level that even we nowadays would not be able to withstand such a revelation. Vavke, a revelation of Vavke, can put away a Jew too. Nowadays. And I'd like to suggest that out of all the different ways, manners of articulation, there are five types of Mahimotsois Apeh, right? There's five ways you can articulate letters, either through with the throat, with the tongue, with the teeth, with the palate, or with the lips. Out of all of them, the most physical is the lips. When one has to close their mouth in order to say a letter, a bays or a fey, that is the most physical out of all letters. And when one mentions Hashem's name using that type of physicality, that represents bringing godliness even to the most physical matters, which is something that belongs to Lo Asad Lavai. Something that belongs to the time of Mashiach, when Umala Ha'aretz Deyos Hashem. And this is why we're not allowed to, until Mashiach comes, we're not allowed to say the Shema Mefirash. We're not allowed to say Yudke Vavke. Because we're not Zoyche to the Vavke yet. We're not Zoyche to close our mouths when we say Hashem's name. We have to say Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's what we have to say. Instead of Yudke Vavke. Whenever we see Yudke Vavke, we have to say Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Aleph Dal Nun Yud doesn't require you to close your mouth. And that's why we say, the Pasuk says, Adne, do you know why we say Al Dal Nun Yud? Because Sfas I Tivtach, because I need to keep my lips open. I'm not allowed to close my lips when I say Hashem's name. Because we're not yet worthy of doing so. We haven't yet reached the level of Amala Oretz Deyos Hashem. So perhaps all of those that did not belong to the world of Lo Asad Lavoi, such as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, who weren't even zeichet to go into, Moshe wasn't zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe couldn't articulate the letters that required closing the lips. He didn't belong to that world. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov weren't zoicha to havaya. Only to keil shakai, which also doesn't require you to close your lips. It was a revelation of godliness that was not on the level of l'malo or deyas Hashem. They could have lowered themselves. Maybe. But maybe goyal of an evenayim leman shemay. But when Mashiach comes, the Rebbeinu Shlom's name will be Yud Kei Vav Kei. We'll be able to close our mouths. Our lips will be warned from saying die. Leman Shemoy. And that's why Ein Hashem Shalem, Ashi Yemach Hashem Shalom Olek. Once Amalek is gone, then Hashem's name will be whole. Amalek doesn't want the Rebbeinu Shalom to be Tachas Hashemayim. Amalek doesn't want the Rebbeinu Shalom to be in earthly matters. There's a mitzvah of Timcha Zeichan Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim. We have to see to it to bring the Rebbeinu Shalom into all of our earthly matters. The more we do that, the closer we're bringing the Geula, the closer it will be to Malah Ores Deyas Hashem. When our eating and our drinking and our sleeping and our working will all be for the sake of serving the Rebbeinu Shalom, we'll be bringing the Rebbeinu Shalom into our earthliness. Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogain. A king that is a helper, a savior, and a protector. Baruch Ato Hashem Mogain Avraham. Blessed are you, Hashem, the shield of Avram. I have a long arichas on this. I'm not sure we'll be able to finish it today, but we'll start. Avram ben Agra. Avram, the son of the Groh, explains that these three titles that we're giving Hashem, that he's a oizer, umoishia, umogein, he's a helper, a savior, and a shield, or a protector, represents three levels of bitochen. Meaning, there are those that view Hashem as a helper, there are those that view Hashem as a savior, now those that view Hashem as a protector. For example, there are those that believe that the Rebbeinu Shlalom will assist me, but in order for me to enlist the Rebbeinu Shlalom's assistance, I need to do my ishtadlus. I need to put in my effort. If I sit on the side and do nothing, the Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to be there for me. That person has bitochen. He has bitochen that the Rebbeinu Shlom will assist the person. And he knows that without the Rebbeinu Shlom assistance, he's going to get absolutely nowhere. But the person truly believes that their own effort is necessary. So the Rebbeinu Shlom is an oizer. The Ribbono Shel is a helper. The Ribbono Shel assists the person. There's another level of bitachon, where the person knows that the Ribbono Shel does everything. I don't need to do anything. The Ribbono Shel will give me whatever I need to have. I don't need to do anything to get what is in store for me. Not everyone is on that level. But a person who is on that level and truly has bitachon that the Ribbono Shel will take care of them, the Ribbono Shel will take care of them. And for that person, the Ribbono Shel is not an oizer. The Ribbono Shel is not an assist, a helper, because I don't do anything. The Ribbono Shel is a Mashiach. The Ribbono Shel is a savior. And then there is another level of bitachon, which not only do I believe that the Ribbono Shel is going to save me, he'll take care of me, even though I don't do anything, I will put myself into danger for Hashem's sake. Without any cheshbon of how I'm going to be saved or protected, I'll put myself into danger and Hashem will protect me. That's the greatest level of bitachon. Mogi. And we conclude, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogi in Avraham. Avraham Avinu had that highest level of bitachon. That's why Avraham Avinu was able to go wage war with the Arba Malachim. There was no way B'derech HaTeva that Avraham Avinu was going to be successful. He put himself into terrible danger. But he had bitachon. He had bitachon that the Ribbono Shel Olam would protect him. And the Ribbono Shel Olam protected him. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avraham. So, in Yirtzeh Hashem next week, we'll talk about greater length about these levels, different levels of bitachon, of believing that Hashem is an oizer, or a Mashiach, or a Mogen. It's too much of an arichas to finish before the time of Maariv. So in the meanwhile, we need to focus on the Mevi Goyal of Nei V'Neim and the Man Shemoy B'Ahava, bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into our earthliness to hasten the Geula. So that it should be, the shame should be shalem. We need to erase Amalek from Tachas HaShemayim. And we can begin working on our betochen, at least on the oizer. And Ribbono Shel Olam should be our oizer and Mashiach umogen. In all in Yana, Baruch Nizah v'Gashmiyos.